K-Rock 955, this is The Wash-Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist, Bellarine Grand Final, and Barwon Heads have snapped a 26-year premiership drought. 13-7-85, Torquay 10-11-71. We're fortunate enough to be joined by the co-coach of the Seagulls, a man who has craved this ever since he was a young man growing up in the town. He is now a coach of the Barwon Heads Premiership team, Mitch Herbison. Herbie, thanks for joining us. Congratulations. We speak on Saturday night, only a couple of hours after the final siren sounded. Can you please just give us your emotions right now?
Yeah, thanks, Mickey. Yeah, it's a great feeling, obviously. It's been a long time coming, so the club's, you know, right up and about and, you know, full of emotion and, you know, people crying and laughing and, yeah, loving the feeling, so it's great.
You kicked 6 goals in last year's grand final. You had 6 goals by quarter time.
Yeah, that's right. It helps when you kick straight. So, yeah, obviously we put a bit of an emphasis on getting a good start. Yeah, to kick 6 in the first quarter, yeah, it was certainly the way to do it.
Talk to us about that period in the time on of second quarter. Scores are tied at 44 apiece, but you find 3 goals in time on and it just broke the game open. Do you feel that that was a moment where there was just a little bit of a change?
Yeah, I think so. It was a bit of an arm wrestle for us in that second quarter. Torquay probably got on top in the midfield and took control of that area of the game. So for us to get a few goals late was, yeah, it was a bonus for us.
Talk to us about what this means to you.
Oh, yeah, obviously coming back to your home club and, you know, to finally get the ultimate success is, yeah, it's an amazing feeling. Yeah, something that I'll remember for the rest of my life, for sure.
Talk to us about the selection. You made 3 changes at selection and they were big calls you had to make. You had to disappoint 3 players.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, for the guys that that did miss out, it was obviously really disappointing for them, but we were confident with the guys that did come in that they could, improve the way that we wanted to play. And Brad and Lockie Slorat and Dizzy all, yeah, played their role really well today. So obviously it's one of those things when you do win, your decisions look really good. But obviously if it had gone the other way, then people would have been asking questions. But yeah, tough call for us as coaches to make, and it was a long Tuesday night at the selection table.
Talk to us about Dylan Holland. He got through the majority of the game, but his shoulder went on him again late in the contest.
Yeah, I mean, he gave his all for 3.5 quarters for us and did a great job. You know, probably Mick Mahon is one of the most dangerous forwards in the comp, so, you know, for him to come back in and play a role on him was really important for us. And obviously it's disappointing that his shoulder went again, but yeah, just wrapped for him to, you know, to get a premiership medal.
One of the moments of the day was the announcement that Zach Walter was best on ground. His dad Matt was a key part of the last premiership in 1993. Just a nice piece of symmetry.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Zach's been a great player for us and super consistent year, so yeah, for him to get the best on ground medal was thoroughly deserved. Obviously there's a pretty even contribution from all our players today. So, yes, great for Zach. He thoroughly deserves it.
Yep. Any nervous moments in that last quarter? They had the breeze that was blowing down towards the golf course, the Great Ocean Road end of the ground, and I suspect you always knew they were going to throw something at you in that last term.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously when Phelpsy tripped over his own feet, they took it down the other end and kicked the goal. That was a little bit nerve-wracking, but obviously for us to get the first couple of goals in that quarter was pretty important. So, you know, from there it was, you know, the game certainly wasn't won, but, you know, it set us up to sort of ice a bit of time off the clock and that sort of thing.
3 years in charge, Herbie. What's next for you? Do you go on in 2020 with Troy Mitchell or is that to be decided?
No, Troy and I will go on again. Yeah, obviously we want to keep building on the things that we've been working on and keep the group together and, make sure that it's not just, you know, a one-off thing. We want to, yeah, sustain this success for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Herbie, we're wrapped for you. We've enjoyed what you've done. You made the decision when you were still playing some very good GFL football that it was time to go back to your home club and bring it some success, and you've delivered that this Saturday afternoon. Well done. Congratulations. We're wrapped for you here at K-Rock, and, well, we look forward to season 2020 with great expectation.
Thanks very much, King. Appreciate all your support throughout the year, mate.
Mitch Herbison joining us there, of course, co-coach of the Barwon Heads Football Club, who of course have lifted the Premiership Cup for the first time in 26 years. Next, we're going to be joined by Star Seagull, Matt Dyer. This is The Wash Up, thanks to Goddings on Geelong's K-Rock 955.